afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our presentations 2012, Lake to Lagoon. Congratulations to everybody that competed. You don't have to be a runner, be a walker, participate. Cyclists, we really do appreciate it. As I've mentioned a few times today, there's been a lot of talk about society being a comfort society. And as I spoke to Michael McCormick, I said we've bucked the trend today here in Wagga, and we've got a society of people that have come out, participated, enjoyed this beautiful weather and done so well. So the first thank you needs to be to the people of Wagga Wagga and to all you guys for participating. It's just sensational. Well done. Well done. Before we start our presentations, just something special has been handed to me as we just arrived here, and I'm going to mention it first. And the comment was from the wife of Max Grant, and I just have to say Max is 89 years old. This is his 20th lake run. And they said what a wonderful day that they've had. Congratulations, Max. Stand up. Stand up, Max. I know your legs are sore, but we really appreciate everything you've done, and that's sensational. And she did say after the presentation, but I thought it was too good to wait till after the presentation. I think we need to say it now. Well done. That's great. And as you all know, we've had record numbers, 20% greater than last year. Last year our numbers were at record levels, and we went 20% more this year. In total, over there were 2,200 entries of walkers and runners in total, with our 788 cyclists. We had almost 3,000 entries, so unbelievable, phenomenal. And congratulations go to the organising committee. They're a small committee, but they're totally dedicated, and they do a wonderful job each year. And Rob Owens, it's a credit to you. Well done. Now the part you've all been waiting for. And we're going to start with our main awards, then we're going to go through to our age categories, and then male and female. And our overall winners, and we're going to start from third and work our way up, and there's locals in here, which is always good, Kerry, which is great. We've had this little chat today. Our males, overall, third, from Gan, Maine, Caleb Noble. In a time of 31.50. And Kerry Pascoe, our mayor, we thank him very much for attending today and doing our presentations. And Caleb Noble, third overall. And guys, if you can just wait so we can get the top three all together for a photo. In second place, in a time of 31.16, Matthew Ho. And a little bird has told me, Matthew, you're working as local medical officer at the base hospital. And I think he's a good example of good health and fitness. What do you reckon? Well done, Matt. Our second overall today. In the male category, our winner of First Across the Line 2012 Lake to Lagoon, we'll claim him as a local, James Davey. <laughs> 30 minutes and 15 seconds. Just a smidge over the record, James. James, we'll take that home. Well done. Our male overall winners, James Davey, Matthew Ho, and Caleb Noble. Well done, guys. And thank you to the girls from Wagga Workout today that are helping us with our presentations. Well done. And for our females, overall, coming in third, in 40 minutes and 9 seconds, Jessie Wise. Jessie. Here today? Okay, we'll make sure Jessie gets that award. And coming in second, and I'll look, what can I say about this famous lady? Not only is she a sensational runner, but I've had the privilege of knowing her for many years now, and she's just the best person. And she's so encouraging to anybody, walk, run, whatever you try and do, she's always there encouraging. She came in second today, and Carmel Carlefell. Oh, Kerry tells me, which would totally be acceptable, she's run back. Okay, that we can understand that. We'll make sure Carmel gets that award. But our top female in the Lake to Lagoon 2012 is Rachel Stanton. Rachel did the double. Rachel won the Wagga Trail Marathon and just 2 weeks ago, and she's done the Wagga double, so she's first today in the Lake to Lagoon. Oh my God, 36 minutes, 39 seconds. Well done, Rachel. Rachel Stanton, our female winner. Now, Rachel, I've got some advice for you after winning the marathon. Maybe be careful with the kids holding the trophy this time. There was a little drama last time at the Wagga Marathon. One of the kids dropped it, but we made sure that she'll get another one. Okay, now we go to the age categories, and we'll start with the girls. 12 years and under, coming in third, Stella Flynn. Are you here, Stella? Second, Samantha Cross. Well done, Samantha. Well done, Samantha. And second in 12 years and under, I'm sorry, my apologies, first for the 12 years and under, Ellen McIntyre. Wonderful, Ellen. Well done. Congratulations, Ellen, Stella. 12 years and under boys. Third, Kobe Priest. And these awards are from the Wagga Wagga City Council. Well done, Kobe.
Over that way, bitch.
And our second place getter, 12 years and under, Lachlan Noble. Lachlan. There. Well done. Well done. And our top prize winner, first time in the 12 years and under, Josh Staines. Josh on here, we'll make sure that they get that Josh gets his medal. 13 to 15 years in girls. Our third prize, Ruby Tucker. Our second prize, Sarah Officer. Sarah, well done. Congratulations, Sarah. And first place getter, 13 to 15 years. Georgia Van Leschout. Georgia. Right. No, someone going to collect for Georgia? No. No worries. And in the boys, good times here from these guys. 13 to 15 years. Third, Sam Mallon. Here, Sam. Second, Stephen Cross. And our first place getter, 13 to 15 years, Lachlan Moore. Congratulations. 34 minutes and 21 seconds. These are names you've got to listen for, guys. They're names of our runners, our star runners of the future. Now, Workout Wagga Wagga have sponsored our 16 to 19 years awards. And third place in the girls, Annalise Brunskill. Well done, Annalise. Congratulations. And second place, Courtney Schmidt. Courtney, not here. Our first place getter in the girls, 16 to 19 years, Michaela Green. Now to the boys. Workout Wagga Wagga, awards for the boys, 16 to 19 years. These are talented guys already running really well. Our third place getter, Alexander Holbrook. Alexander's a local, he's a triathlete, absolutely a star of the future, if not already a star runner. And second, Luke McMahon. Luke here. Well done. It's his brother. Oh, he wants to. And you've got to put it around your brother's neck, yeah? Have to have a ceremony at home, guys. And our top place getter, 16 to 19 years, he was third overall, Caleb Noble. Well done, Caleb.
Just move in a little bit closer. That's it.
Now we move on to the girls 20 to 29 years. I suppose we could call them ladies. I always get into trouble at work for saying, no, they're girls, they're ladies. So for the ladies 20 to 29 years, our third place getter is Elodie van Duytendijk. Elodie? No. Second place, Talia McGuffey. And our first place getter, who is also in our top three, Jessie Wiles. No? We'll make sure that they get their award. And for the men, 20 to 29 years, our third place getter, Matthew Carroll. Well done, Matt. And second place, Matthew Ho. He's gone? Okay. And our top prize winner, 20 to 29 years male, James Davey. Well done, James. Congratulations. Hello, ladies. 30 to 39 years. Third place, Amanda McLaughlin. And one of our own Wagga Wagga Roadrunners has come in second, Sonia Metcalf. Sonia, no. And our winner in the ladies 30 to 39 years, Candice Reynolds. We'll make sure that they all get their awards. And for the men, and these 30 to 39 and then the 39 to 40, these are really hotly contested. And I know every week at Wagga Roadrunners there's usually pounding behind each other, and it's very, very, it's not only Lake to Lagoon, but when it comes to the Trail Marathon and when it comes to Wagga Roadrunners, they're always on each other's back and they're chasing each other along and speeding up their times. And third place, Rodney Savage. There, Rodney. Second place, 30 to 39, Peter Harper. And the first place getter, 30 to 39, and he won the Wagga Trail Marathon just a couple of weeks ago, our own Rob Sharp. He's running down the stairs. Well done, Rob. Well done. Congratulations, Rob. Well done. And we move on to the 40 to 49 years. Wagga RSL have sponsored this award. And for the women, third place to Gillian Causa. Gillian? She's gone home. We'll make sure that someone takes that home trip. In second place, Kerry Gentle. No, Kerry. And she was our winner overall, and she's won her age group, 40 to 49 years, Rachel Stanton. Congratulations, Rachel. Well done, Rachel. Congratulations. And the RSL, the men's group, third. He's usually a triathlete, but I tell you what, he's a pretty good runner, Marcus Smith. And second, Adam Johnson. And our first place getter, 40 to 49 years, Adrian Hamilton. Oh, congratulations. We'll make sure that Adrian, Adam and Marcus get their awards. Our next category is the women's, 50 to 59 years. Our third place getter, Rosie McKay. Rosie, yeah. Well done, Rosie. Congratulations. That was an interesting comment. Rosie says to Kerry Pascoe, you've got to wear your shorts next year. Maybe you've got to run it, Kerry, do you think, next year? Oh, there we go. I don't know he's that keen. Maybe we'll train you up. We come to Roadrunners and we'll train you up. And our second place getter, 50 to 59 years, is Marion Byrne. Not here? And our top place getter was Carmel Carlefeld. And we know Carmel has run back to the car. She's pretty typical Carmel. Now for the men. Another very hotly contested. I always say to my husband, you know, you could win this age group, and he just laughs hysterically because he has in front of him our third place getter, Max Humbert. Congratulations, Max. And second, Alan Draper. Well done, Alan. Our second place getter, 50 to 59 is. Well done. And our top place getter, and I said this before about Carmel, he's already standing, you see. And he's just such a nice guy. And I must remind him, he's a little old, he is older than my husband. Not by much. Mark Conyers. And a very strong finish today. And our category here, our final category for the women, and our third place getter in the 60 to 69 age group, and it's Prime TV have donated this, which is terrific. Thank you to Prime, is Sue Hunter. And second prize is Barb Lightfoot. And our top place getter, Anne Palmer. Well done, ladies. That's fantastic. And we've got another two. We've got two categories to go for the guys. And we've got the 60 to 69 age group, our third place getter, and one of our Wagga Road runners, and he's always there, and he's highly competitive, and he was again today, Malcolm Edgar. Congratulations, Malcolm, well run. Well done. And second, 60 to 69, Ian Wade. Congratulations, Ian. These are good times. They're all in the 40 minutes. 45 minutes, Ian. But our winner of the 60 to 69 in 42 minutes, 35 seconds. Ah, well done. Andrew Mathers. Great work, Andrew. Our 2012 Lake to Lagoon 60 to 69 years winner. Well done, Andrew. And our final category, 2WG, 70 and over. Second prize, Wes Campbell. Well done, Wes. Wes Campbell, everyone, this inspirational running, it's really great. And our winner, and I think this is a bit of deja vu here, I remember calling this name out last year as our winner in 70 and over in the males. 70 and over, second, oh, wow. We'll need to grab that back again. We've actually only I've only got two here. No, no, you get second. He's given you third, Wes. We've given you a better one now. You'd rather have second than third, Wes. It's better. Actually, second now. But our first one, 17 over, 2012, Lake to Lagoon, Peter Brunskill. Wagga Road Runner. We love him. No, you look like you're getting it easier, Peter, every year. Congratulations. Well done. That's our awards done. Thank you so much, everyone, for staying around, and we really hope that we'll see you back next year, 2013, Lake to Lagoon.